Hi, I'm Lashana Lynch, and you are listening to the Post Credit Scene podcast.
Yeah.
Are we live?
No, relax.
Look at this newcomer, man.
Yeah, man. We don't really like announce that we're live.
I just got to feel it.
Just got to feel the live, yeah?
Yeah, it's going to be part of the moment, man. You know what I mean? We're excited to have you here, Tris, bro. How you been?
I'm all right, bro. Have we started yet?
Nah. Don't worry.
She's asking me if I'm all right. Yeah, no, I'm good, bro. I'm good. I'm tired, isn't it?
You guys are... Honestly, yeah, how many screenings do you think you went to last year?
Oh, that's a good question. Maybe like 30, something, 40.
Do you think you average like 1 week?
No, I'm doing like two or three a week.
What?
Yeah. 2 or 3 a week.
Hell, fam.
Just trying to be outside, man. Shake hands and kiss babies. You know?
Molly, nice to meet you. Oh, Sarah, nice to meet you.
President Tris.
You're from this company. Oh, beautiful. Yeah, man. I've been talking to you in the emails all the time. Oh, hello, nice to meet you.
All the pleasantries.
You know what I'm saying?
You're good at pleasantries, to be fair.
You're too cool for that.
Am I?
The agenda.
I'm actually quite nice to people.
He walks in there.
Shit.
Right, yeah. Got my seat. Alright,
cool, thanks. Yeah. I'm actually quite pleasant to people.
Yeah, he's not saying you're not pleasant.
Yeah, I know.
No, I'm not.
It's too cool for it. Oh my God, are you guys? Huh? Yeah, is that my seat? Is that my popcorn? Thanks. Cheers.
What happened?
I've seen you do it.
Is it?
Sorry, let me do it properly. You're right. Yeah, cheers. I'll just sit there then.
Yeah. This is the best day of my life. Because we tell him all the time he's too cool for school, man. You get me? He's too mysterious, bro. That's what it is. He's trying his whole, like, this whole...
Tall, dark, and handsome.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That's how these black men are, bro. That's how these black men act, bro.
It's facts, bro.
It's facts,
bro. That's how these men are, bro. Bro, the thing is, like, it wouldn't work if he was buzzed.
Yeah, true. It's true.
You know what I mean? It's just because, like, he's, like, somewhat handsome, so...
He's your leg. Come on.
Yeah.
I've been told that before.
All right. By?
Women.
Okay.
All right.
Guys, his coldest moments.
I want to see your highlight reel. That's what I want to see.
Would you make one for me?
Of course, bro.
Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa. I got you, bro. Don't worry, man.
Uh-huh.
I got you.
Guys, highlight.
So you got September 5, though. I thought you was one of the fucking actors, bro. You look like a celeb that day.
Oh, the premiere thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Premiere thing.
No, because we went to the. You was at the screening first, didn't
it? Yeah, I went to the screening as well.
Oh, that was a fun
little. I didn't get invited to the prem, unfortunately. You know what I'm
saying? I didn't either, to be fair. That was Hush that got invited.
I mean, but you was there and I wasn't.
No, I got invited and I was like, I'm bringing the whole pod. And then they were like, yeah, it's calm.
Okay.
So technically, we got invited.
No, he got invited.
All right.
Yeah, man.
You're part of the team, brother.
Of course.
Yeah, to be fair, they were very much like, yep, bring all of them.
That's it. Why was you not at flat risk?
I was.
He was.
He was just at a different one. He was at a big time one.
Yeah, I didn't go to the, yeah, I mean, the cattle one. I didn't go to the peasant one. I was like,
oh, yeah.
You went to the 4D experience, right?
I went to the VIP thing.
Yeah, that's for like 30-year-olds. I hear it, man.
Like, listen. I've never gone to any of these things, and they said, eat whatever
you
want.
Yeah, I watched you lot.
Brother, I couldn't believe it.
I heard you lot got a full-on layout, bro.
That was an experience. I never used this word, but what spread? I can't lie. They looked after, man.
Then you went to film after.
I did.
Horrible film.
No, watch your YouTube, man.
Hey, man.
You lot enjoyed still.
Bro, that was good. That was good, fam.
Yeah, it was.
Horrible film.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
I mean, I was there for the experience.
Yeah. Are we live, by the way?
Yeah.
We bit live.
Okay.
Oh, alright, sorry, bro. Who's gonna introduce it?
No. This is kind of the thing we do. We kind of let it breathe.
Okay.
Natural conversation, and then I introduce the podcast, and I ask us how he is. Even though I don't really care, I ask the rest of them, and then we pod.
Yeah. Alright, cool.
Yeah.
Then we pod, man.
Fair enough.
We try our best to anyway.
Yeah.
We try our best.
You're like doing your thing, man. You're like the biggest in the game right now. I think you're the biggest in the UK scene. What do you mean?
Yeah, that's us here.
Bro, I'm talking about, bro, in the terms of pop culture, bro, I think you man are the highest right now.
Subjective, but we'll take it. We appreciate it as well.
So I'm saying, this guy's too cool for a compliment, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate
you,
man.
Thank you.
I can't lie, man. Like, 2024, you man, like, woke us up, though.
Who's you, man?
All you man, bro.
Oh.
That whole community, you can hashtag everyone, like, bro. You man, like, I think, like, it got to like February, March, and then I was like, oh, we doing it, fam.
Hey,
you know what I mean? This is dope.
I'm fresh in the scene, bro, so I had to make sure that I come through with a big splash. You know what I'm saying?
I think interestingly, when we started, which was 2020, end of 2021 into 2022, we didn't realize there was
others.
There was others.
I don't think there was though, guys.
It's lonely at the top, you know.
Big man,
you know
what I'm saying? Yeah.
Because
you know, you're looking down.
there's always been people creating on YouTube.
No, of course, but like, black, yeah,
black from our community.
But they lean more towards the journalism side of things instead of like the actual like creator side of things. Whereas like, I feel like having like a pod or something like that, okay, wasn't really like a norm in 2021 for film and TV. No, for as a UK black film and TV. Half the reason why we started the pod, you know, was because I was on the other side booking people to come to screenings and realizing there was no people that looked like us, you know, that were doing pods or, you know, having platforms like that. So like, I don't think there was bare people doing it exactly like how we're doing it. Like now there's more and it's sick. But then it was more like writers and that kind of stuff.
You're basically the Steve Jobs of it, bro. You know what I'm saying?
No. We, as in, like, it was a collective marketing, but the passion project.
Cool, Steve
for us.
Steve Jobs,
Mark Zuckerberg. You know what I'm
saying? I don't know about that. But we are the Post Credit Scene Podcast, a full team HQ original lovers of film, TV, and theatre, and we're back in the studio for a big episode today. Really excited about this one for numerous reasons. This was probably one of the most anticipated films of the year, especially for the sort of early start of the year, at least anyway. We're going to do a review for Captain America, The Brave New World. Firstly, going to introduce the hosts, or my fellow host. Hossam, how are you, bro?
I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling good. Yeah, man, it's been a good week. We hit, by the time this comes out, I don't know what it will be, okay, but we hit 400 subs, 50k views on the YouTube channel, which is a mad thing. It's
round
only
of,
been,
round of applause.
Let's go. It's only been live for 30 days, so.
Wow.
Yeah, man. Like, first three videos got 16k views, so shout out to y'all. Love y'all. Yeah, so. I'm always got a promo, man. You know what I mean?
Hey,
no problem with that.
Congratulations.
that's the job, man. And we've got a special guest, someone that I've known coming up to a year now, someone that's been in the creator space,
who's
making a lot of waves, someone who I highly respect for his work rate.
Oh, appreciate it.
His presenting skills, someone that's really dedicated to his craft. Welcome to the podcast, Tris Lucent, the king of pop culture.
Everybody. Let's get some love.
That was so sweet, man.
Let's get some love.
You can't say nice stuff about me.
That's the difference. How are you, brother?
I'm good, man. I'm very well. You know what I mean? When I got the call yesterday, I was like, that was a bit short notice. I'm probably the second person. Second choice, but you know, don't worry, I could do backup. You get me?
Now, do you know what it was? I can actually tell you what it was.
Go and tell me what it was.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Manny can't make it, so. Who actually knows comics?
No, Manny doesn't want to talk. He don't care about Marvel.
I hear it.
Yeah,
shame on you.
He don't give. He hates it.
Fair enough.
So it was just going to be me and Hus, to be fair. And then we thought, let's get a guest that's sort of specialised in the realm of comics, in the realm of Marvel. And then you fit the bill, so why not?
Appreciate it, bro.
All good, man.
All right, cool. That's a high praise, man. Thank you.
You're welcome. Captain America, Brave New World. Marvel's first release of the year. The first release since July, I believe, when we last had Deadpool and Wolverine in terms of cinematic releases. We'll start with you, Hus. Just a quick, how were you anticipating this film? What did you make of the sort of promo? Were you excited? Were you not? Give me your sort of initial thoughts before going into your screening.
It felt like a typical Phase 2 Marvel bait type promo run. You know what I'm saying? Like the trailer was very much like, oh, you know, let's give them everything they think they know and then hopefully trick us, in the actual film, and it'd be like, oh, you know, wow, da da da. Anthony Mackie, you know, he's trying to do the whole Kevin Hart, you know, Tom Holland thing where they travel the world and just be the most personable, you know, person they can be.
What do you mean by trying though? You don't think he's like that person?
No. I think he is. I think he is. I think it is always tougher for a black man who's trying to be a serious actor, and is not from that comedic world. So like, if like Will Smith, Kevin Hart do their promo runs because they've done like comedic roles previously and they've done that whole thing, okay, they become so much more, you know, like a family friendly type person. But Mackie, even though he's funny personally, his roles have mainly been like action roles or like sci-fi roles or blah blah blah, okay, especially the past like 5 years, okay, so he now has to then be that funny guy. I don't think it translates as easily to like a general audience. Do you know what I'm saying? That's what I think anyway. When I watch him on these runs, he's also not he doesn't give me like. He at times he does look super PR trained, but I don't know if that's just the fucking Marvel,
he's been doing this
stigma.
For
facts.
Decades, so. Yeah, he's been doing around for a minute.
Yeah, so, but like I was looking forward to it. My thing with I enjoyed the Winter Soldier, Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Last time,
well done.
What did you? He was talking about he meant to say Falcon and the Winter Soldier, but he said Captain America and the Winter Soldier.
Oh, easy mistake.
Yeah, he's missing it. Because obviously, but by the end of it, it is Captain America and the and the Winter Soldier.
And then there's a Falcon as well.
There is Captain America, Winter Soldier, and Falcon, and other people.
Man like Joaquin.
Yeah.
Danny Ramirez.
He was good, you know? But yeah, anyways, enjoyed it. Like, as in, I was looking forward to the film. I enjoyed the trailer. I expected something. I didn't expect it to be. I expected it to be out Captain America, the First Avenger. I didn't expect it to be out 2 or 3, obviously. But yeah.
Triz?
I nearly called it Falcon and the Winter Soldier, but it does Falcon and the Winter Soldier season 2, just in a movie. I did not dislike this film. I thought this is actually, it had all the elements of being a great movie, if I'm going to be honest with you. I think that there was so much left on the cutting room floor. That was probably one of my biggest gripes in the movie, but in the end, obviously, I'm happy that Anthony Mackie's finally kind of getting his moment, kind of getting his shine, kind of getting his time to be the leading man. I mean, he's done it already in what's that series? Is it Twisted Metal? What's he doing right now?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I've seen it. Yeah,
Peacock thing.
Yeah.
Forgot the fuck that's called now. Whatever. But I just enjoyed the movie, but it's just a shame because I can look at everything about it and see that there's a better movie in there than what we got given. The trailers, obviously, is probably the biggest issue of trailers right now.
Twisted Metal.
So it's Twisted Metal.
Yeah.
I was right. Cool. Probably the biggest thing with the trailers right now is that they give away way too much. I've been watching like bare old trailers. Like, I watched Transformers Dark of the Moon trailer yesterday and I realised, bro, you don't know anything about this movie.
About the movie, right?
Oh, you don't, huh?
No, I was agreeing with you.
Oh, yeah, bro, you don't know nothing about it, about the movie when you watch the trailer.
It's lit.
And everything that I saw from Brave New World.
It all happened.
Sitting in the film, it's like, you know every scene that's about to happen next.
But did you know after Infinity War, Marvel got hit with some like, fine, bro. Because yeah.
But bro,
Marvel got hit saying, yo, you can't lie no more, you know?
No, the thing is, you don't even have to lie.
Because they were misdirecting in those trailers,
innit? Bro, they had Hulk in the fucking lineup.
Yeah.
I love that, bro.
Same. Trick me.
It could be worth the fine, to be fair.
Yeah.
Don't you feel like every time you're watching the movie, like obviously it's in the trailer, the Isaiah Bradley scene, you knew that was going to come, Red Hulk, we knew that's coming, all these kind of things. That was probably my biggest problem with the movie. But in the end, as it being like a kind of, oh my God, it was so political as well, which I didn't like, that was way too much. But as a kind of geopolitical kind of, action comic book film, it was all right. It's a good time at the cinema, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
put it that way.
But
big problems.
Yeah, I had a lot of issues as well. I was kind of bored at times, which is, I guess, my biggest issue.
My brother fell asleep.
For a political...
Biggest man.
For a film that delves into political intrigue, but also is like a spy action film, there was a lack of intrigue in the politics. Like, if you're going to give me politics, make it interesting. And I found that to be the most boring part. I think Harrison Ford, it wasn't his greatest. I don't think he was bad, but it wasn't his...
He was horrible.
No. As the first 20 minutes was a bit shaky, but... He definitely grew into that role.
When he got angry, I just thought he was having like an aneurysm, bro.
I think it comes down to poor writing. Like the Thunderbolt Ross was just boring as a character.
Dead.
He like they didn't take any risks with his character in terms of, oh, is he delving into like the darker aspects of this character or is he a good guy? Like pick one or the other.
Right? I like that you said that they took no risks. It's funny enough that the movie's called Brave New World and it wasn't brave at all.
Yeah.
That was another big problem.
But it's just you're absolutely right, you know. Because like Harrison Ford, okay, I couldn't tell when he was angry, when he was emotional, when he was like I didn't know, okay, whether to feel bad for him or to be like, yo, fuck you, bruv. You know what I'm saying?
Previous
like
Ross, you knew where you stood with him.
Facts. Yeah.
William Hurt,
it was so even when he shifted his tone, right, and stuff, it was clear. It was super clear, right? Bro, Harrison Ford, okay, I couldn't tell if he was like a like a cancer patient, or if he was like a
You know, he just arrived. Obviously, I watched Shrinking because of him.
Mm. Good series,
yeah. He put me on that. It just felt like that. It didn't feel like he was doing much, but I mean, the guy's in his 80s.
I think he was overacting, you know.
I don't think so at all, bro. I don't think he even pulled out first gear, fam.
No. But I think that's the point. I think he has no gear no more.
Yeah.
And he's just trying everything. You get me?
I mean, I watched one of his junkets, yeah? And the guy was like, what was it like when they said, oh, like, be the Hulk? He was like, be the what? And he was like, just be the Hulk. And he was like, okay. Do you know what I'm saying? And he was like, is that good enough?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, man, that's great.
Bro, I saw...
I can't imagine anyone on that set being able to tell him anything about, like...
how to really do your thing.
I can't imagine anyone, especially the director who I know is... I'm not saying he's a rookie or anything, but I know...
What do you mean you're not saying that? He's a rookie, bro.
He is a rookie.
He made one decent film, which was shit. Cloverfield Paradox. That film was dead.
It's okay.
Yeah, I just can't imagine anyone telling him what they need from him in that particular role on that set. Especially knowing how he is with people anyway.
Yeah, he's a bit angry. You
know what I'm saying? A bit standoffish.
He's an old man.
Yeah.
You can't talk to him. You can't tell him nothing.
He should have died.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, obviously, you know comic books, so you know how it goes. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Saying that, what did you think of the leader?
Oh, this is... Yeah.
That's not a spoiler.
I wanted to talk about Mackie, but we'll get...
Take it out. Cool, sorry.
No, nah, it's cool.
No, we're allowed spoilers. It's cool.
We're allowed spoilers. It's cool. With the leader, I just didn't care. I thought it looked whack. Didn't care about it.
I fucked with him, you know?
No, I didn't give it, bro. Didn't care.
That was the biggest disappointment I've ever seen.
But nah, Harris Ford was top one for me.
Well, Harris Ford was good, you're saying?
He was the biggest... disappointment.
The leader was the biggest disappointment.
From the design to
The design was stupid.
Bro.
Looks bad.
Give me a fat head.
You know what's funny? It's so mad that it says that design is stupid, whereas the design in the comic book is actually stupid. That's the most stupid.
Yeah, I hear it.
He's got a crazy
He's got four as a hair.
Yeah, but you don't, not everything, in my opinion, has to necessarily 100% translate from the comics to the
I definitely agree with that, but bro, we've seen like good adaptions of like these kind of comic book related stuff.
Yeah.
That one there, like I feel like good. That like, it felt like they were just running out of budget or something, bro. Just give him some prosthetics, bro. Give him a gigantic fucking head, bro. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
The joke is, I liked his... I think maybe not liked him in a way... I wish he got more screen time, okay? But I do like his motive. Like I fuck with the motive. Yeah. I just don't fuck with how he done it. So, blasé.
That's but, what... Go on.
But the problem is, you're tying this to a film from 16 years ago. I don't care, bro. Especially The Incredible Hulk. Mm. It's a film that I don't care about. You've brought in Harrison Ford, Thunderbolt Ross's daughter,
Betty,
who we haven't seen for 6 years.
By the way, her voice is pissing me off.
Who barely featured in the film, and you're supposed to make me care about the fact that he wants to turn his character around because his daughter, who we haven't seen on screen for the entire film, is supposed to be someone that he's trying to...
And also, she's not talking to him, okay, because he went and shot up your half-fucking boyfriend, So if you're not talking to your dad here for 15, 16 years, okay, because he shot up your mans, but then your mans is on TV smashing thingy Scarlett Johansson, right? What's going on? Like,
that's true, you know. I didn't think
bro, deeper, 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 deeper. She can't care that much. Do you know what I'm saying?
True,
she can't
true.
Care that much. He's your ex now.
No, but what? Okay.
Also, he's famous now. So he has now been widely accepted in this world, right? And then you haven't popped up at any point. Just don't. Why did they? I'm so mad here that the whole story was focused around Ross and his story, right? Whereas like Mackie almost became this like back burner.
But that's where the problems in the movie lie, because look, from the comics to the big screen, I think the leader's actual story in the movie is 10 times better than what it is in the comics, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Because in the comic, it's just a thing where it's obviously he's worse than some nuclear plant or whatever, mm. but that shit happens. So I did like the tie-in from 08's thing until now where
he's
like being, like Ross has basically had him as the kind of brainchild for all the schemes and everything to get himself
to cover records.
Do you know what I'm saying?
All of that, yeah.
So I do love that, but that's where the biggest problem happens with the actual writing of the movie, because you're trying to tell a story about Anthony Mackie rising to become and taking over the mantle of Captain America, but then you're trying to do the leadership, and then you're also trying to do Isaiah Bradley's thing, and then obviously Harrison was it Thunderbolt Ross's thing. Too many stories makes the whole thing convoluted. Do you know what I'm saying? You need to pick one and decide which one you're going to use.
And maybe have one subplot at best.
One subplot at best, which could have been the leader's thing, because he does have a very, very... he's got a motive, innit?
He's very intelligent as
he's got motive. Yeah. But it's just... And I'm pretty sure he can even control people. I don't know why the fuck he was using that fucking turn tab to... You know what I mean? The DJ table to...
I found that.
What the fuck was that?
Have you seen it?
I can't lie. I did.
I'm not gonna watch it until it comes onto like.
Yeah, wait for Disney. I'm not paying for it now.
Wait for Disney Plus.
And the thing is, the way we're talking about it, we're talking about like it's like a bad film. It's not. But I think because
it's
because we know what Captain America films can and should be, and we know what Winter Soldier was, we know what Civil War was, and you had the potential here. You had like the grasp of what could have been a really good film.
Oh yeah, yeah. There's a good movie buried.
There's
in
a very
film.
Good movie. Yeah.
There's a good movie buried in this film.
But it's peaking up because like there was like bits here where I was sitting down on my Odeon Luxe, you know, reclining chair, right? And then I was like this. I was like, the fuck was that?
It was frustrating.
There was a part where Thunderbolt Rossi's on the naval ship, yeah? Okay. Mm-hmm. And he's doing his thing. He talks to the Japanese president.
Yeah.
And then
Prime Minister.
Yeah. And then the Prime Minister's like, "All right, cool. Tell me about you didn't do it." He's like, "No, we didn't do it." He's like, "All right, cool. So who did?" And then the president of the United States, he goes, And this is not believable, yeah? And then hangs up, yeah? And then we don't even see a second phone call come through. But now the fucking leader is talking to him through the fucking earpiece.
Yeah.
Sweet talking to him like, "Hey, baby." He's like, "Get mad for me, get mad." You know what I mean, yeah? It was a mad thing, yeah?
Get angry.
Get angry, baby, come on, man. And it's nuts to me, yeah, because there wasn't even a transition. And then the president of the United States says, yo, give me a second. I just got to take this call. What? Ships shooting at you, fam, okay? And he just goes outside and he's like, "Hur, hur." And it's like, bro, it just a lot of it for me, okay, seems so... It was written horribly. Yeah, like, it was
bro,
written
was five
horribly.
Writers on this movie. Five.
What?
Five writers on this film, bro. Like...
Yeah, doing each scene fucking...
And you can
separately
see, you can see even like what you got Giancarlo Esposito in there, who's what I think that role was originally for Seth Rollins, isn't it, the wrestler, and then obviously when they didn't get Giancarlo, they're like,
but you could see where the reshoots were as well in the film, which is the worst.
The director came out saying there was no reshoots, said there was only principal photography.
I think there's a bit of cap there, man. I think if there isn't, that's poor writing.
Yeah,
bit of cap
wasn't intentional. Before we get into the reshoots, though, I do want to, because this is a Captain America film, I do want to talk about Anthony Mackie.
Mm.
We may have differing opinions, but I think he put in a good performance. I think he was good in the film with what he had to work with. I really enjoyed, personally, the charm, the sort of wit, charisma of his Cap, and sort of some of the emotional aspects in terms of him being an emotional leader. I could see where, in the future... he could lead a team, not necessarily.
Oh, see, this is where.
Land. No, let me land. Not because he's like, because we know he's like, "Oh, I should have taken the serum."
Take the serum.
Yeah.
Better take it.
Whatever your opinion is, that's fair. But like, I think you can see the grasp of where he can be a good leader going forward. But he would need another like film or two to transition into that.
This should have been the film.
No, but Cap. Steve Rogers had one film first, which was that the building.
Yeah, but he's had a series now as well.
Yeah, but the series was telling the story of how he became.
He needs to grow his hair, get a fade, get a beard, right? That's one, okay?
I can't lie, that might work.
I'm
going to be honest, bro.
Bro, come on. He still looks like Falcon. Change it up for me now.
I said this the other day, I said, bro, like, listen, forget about the comic world. The real world doesn't believe that you can be Captain America.
Exactly.
You know, so my honest opinion was, go gym, go... transform yourself. You know what I'm saying?
He's in good shape, though.
I never said
he's in bad shape. He's in bad shape.
I never said he was in bad shape. I'm saying, bro, you've seen actors like Zac Efron when he did Iron Claw,
man.
Transformed himself. You know what I'm saying? You've seen, you know what I mean, Jonathan Majors. You know what I'm saying?
Go on.
Tom Hardy, Bane.
Bro, transform yourself. Because obviously, the thing is, to the world, audience is always going to think of you as Falcon. You get me? But if you just... put in your mind that, fuck it, I'm going to fucking show everyone out.
Do you think that's the... when you say real world, I think that's aspects of the sort of Marvel fan base. I think there's a completely different section of the world who are happy to see, for different reasons, maybe because he's black naturally.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, this is my new Cap.
No, that's calm. I'm not mad at that.
I'm not saying I disagree with you, though. I'm saying there's just a different perspective on some people actually... I've seen loads of people saying they're like, they loved him as Cap. I've seen that.
He was good. Like he wasn't
bad actor, bro. But he ain't no leading man. I'll keep that. But
yeah,
as a star lead, no.
He can't be like, he can't say, I just watched Avengers 1 yesterday, right? Mm. And there's a scene. Obviously, Cap and Iron Man are like at each other for like 80% of the film, right? And then they're fighting the Chitauris, and they get through like the first round, the first round of fighting, and then now the Hulk is here, right?
Yeah.
And then Cap's like, all right. And so then they all kind of like stand here, cameras is like facing upwards, and then he Tony Stark drops all his pride and says, Cap, all right, cool, call it out. And then Cap's like, yeah, you go there.
I'm real seeing that.
No one's doing that to Mackie, brother. You know what I'm saying? Like, Mackie's not going, you're Thor, go over there, dog. Yeah, Thor, be like, shut the fuck up, bro. Who the fuck are you? Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the problem for me.
It's presence,
bro. That's what it is. That's what it is, okay? And it's not about like, maybe that there's some racial bias in there, okay? I want Mackie to win,
yeah,
right?
Same.
It's just, as an actor, he done Cap so well. Do I see him doing Cap well in an Avengers film? I don't know.
No, I don't know.
He's just gonna end up being Falcon again.
Bro,
do you know what I'm saying,
bro? Even from the first scene, yeah, the very first opening scene is like a kind of the fight thing in the church, like
yeah,
the church, bro. Fam, this guy got hands, bro. I don't know him, or I don't know if they were trying to make it look clunky on purpose.
There was the problem with it, and I was gonna get to that because that was my next part. The action sequences. There were some that were really good. Some of those aerial fight battle scenes.
Oh yeah, the dog fights in the Skyward, nuts.
And his use of the shield at times was really cool. And then there was other fight scenes which were so poorly shot and edited.
Bro, it was horrible. Scene with Giancarlo Sidewinder, when he pulled up and just slapped the whip with the bazooka thing, bro, that was a little fight scene. But then at the end, you realize this was definitely supposed to be Seth Rollins, because when Anthony Mackie boots him to the on the bonnet, yeah, you're like, bro, it's an old man, bro. This is OAP you're fucking up, bro, right now, bro. And I was thinking,
I thought it was that he was always in it, right, as Sidewinder, and then the Serpent group, okay, would just have a leader being Seth Rollins. So I thought that he was just a soldier for Rollins.
Okay,
I didn't think that he was a direct replacement, because in the comic books, it's called the Serpent, yeah, and there's another one called Serpent, some dumb names, bro, okay, but whatever, right? I just thought that he would just represent that, right? And then Sidewinder, would just be the main soldier of that.
Okay.
And then that would be the subplot.
Okay.
But I don't think it was a direct... But
you see the problem? This one, I think, like, one of the biggest things there, I don't think people realise, especially as a director, how hard it is to be able to handle like a collective of individuals and collective of different stories. Hence why the Russo brothers are so famed for what they do, because they can take 10, 15 actors and then put all these stories and merge them into one thing, cohesive story, where you got this story, which is like, there's so much left on the floor, so many stories that are kind of not finished that you're like, bro, I don't...
Not even 20%.
I don't even know what's going on.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
I don't know. Obviously, I know who this is because I know the comic and I know the lore of Marvel. But if I'm just a normal person watching this movie, who the fuck is this?
Interestingly, my friend who watched it with me hasn't been keeping up with Marvel. She hadn't seen Eternals or Falcon.
She
fucking loved this film. And she's like, Gaz, why were you so harsh in the film? Like, why didn't you like it as much? I was like, bro.
Because you've seen everything else and you know what you should...
Wow,
could have.
I've never thought of it like that. As a standalone film, if I hadn't seen any fucking Marvel film, would I enjoy this film? Maybe.
Maybe, possibly.
Yeah.
Bro, it's like I said right at the beginning, it's not a bad movie. It's just that when you think about Marvel and you think about what they've done, phase one, phase two, phase three, those three phases were just fantastic, bro, what they've been managed to achieve. But when you get here, you're like, bro, what the fuck is going on, bro? And even for me, I feel like they didn't even really care about this film. I feel like they care about Thunderbolts and they care about Fantastic
Four. So, interestingly, I kind of agree. I think they already knew that post... So, anything from like...
But this is Bob Chapek, isn't it? Yes, and Daredevil was still under Bob Chapek's like regime, innit?
Yeah.
Where just shift it out, that kind of stuff.
But I think post, when the Daredevil thing happened, they started reshooting, I think that was kind of like the whole reset for Marvel as a whole going forward. And I think Thunderbolts falls under that. I think
Fantastic Four
will fall under that as well. Hopefully Daredevil falls under that sort of remit of like, okay, we need to completely restructure how we do this thing going forward. Especially because we know they were pumping out so many projects.
I mean, it did feel like the first MCU movie, like, in a long time.
feel like I haven't watched the movie that's made me feel like I'm back in the MCU for a very, very long time.
Well, Captain America.
Yeah, whatever the fuck. Brave New World.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It felt like I was back in the MCU again, bro, which I did appreciate.
Do you know, like, I actually think that Marvel, I think their big L, okay, is that stop listening to people. I actually think, okay, that when we came after Endgame, yeah. I think everybody was overly harsh, okay? But I do think that they pumped out some solid films that if it came out before Endgame, we'd all go, oh my God, bro, that was incredible. Bro, I fuck Eternals so hard. I love Eternals, bro, okay? Also, wait. Post-Endgame, yeah? Eternals.
No.
Spider-Man.
No Way Home, yes.
Okay. Doctor Strange.
Yes, I like that movie.
Cool.
People are harsh on that movie. I like that movie.
Same. Okay, cool. But like...
Shang-Chi.
Yeah.
Good film, that.
Okay.
Apart from that final act, though. God.
Oh, yeah. It was too spectacular. It was too spectacular.
The Asian version of Black Panther, bro.
Okay. Black Panther.
Yeah. Hey, that movie, dead. That's the worst film ever.
I love that film so much, man.
You can't put your thumbs up at that, brother.
I love that film. But look. People are saying Marvel's... These films, right, were all before Marvel started listening because they shot them pre-Endgame, right?
Yeah.
Or just after Endgame, yeah. Okay? So, like, they weren't listening to one because they were still on the high of, we're fucking Marvel. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? Oh, my days. And then, like, obviously, we turned the year and then it's almost, like, 2023-ish, okay? Mm. They start putting out a bunch of projects that... Every time we sit in this damn room and we talk about it, it's like, oh, they're reshooting, they're doing test screenings, and da-da-da-da-da-da. Marvel, stop caring. Stop caring and just, like, just, I think, like, Kevin Feige's superpower was finding the right writers, producers, directors, okay, and then underground actors to go and play certain roles and just take on, go away for 2 years and build this film. I don't care. Or 6 months or 7 months. Whatever it takes you, just go away and do that. When you come back here, we'll fit it into our timeline, right? Mm-hmm. My only request is Avengers comes out in 4 years' time, just meet it prior to that. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? Okay, whereas now it's, like, now he's, I think that Feige is too involved. And I say this, okay? I love you, Faggy, man. Okay, friend of the show. You know what I'm saying? But I think he's too involved. I think he is so... He's getting pressured by Bob, marketing-wise, P's-wise. Okay, he's now being told, look, man, we can't spend 200 mil per project now.
They got that.
Facts. But he doesn't want to have the ego boost of like, or they'll say ego drop of like, yo, we spent 150 mil and Rotten Tomatoes is like 30%.
I think the biggest problem is the fact that obviously under the Bob Chapek regime, obviously he's gone now, isn't it? It's now Bob Iger.
Bob Iger. Run, Iger fam.
You get me? But now it's a problem that, because obviously I hate when people say the thing of like there's superhero fatigue or comic book movie fatigue or whatever, because I don't think there is. It's just the fact that Marvel for a long period of time was able to tell some amazing stories, yeah, and base them on the comic books where it's like, he's walking into a film and it didn't feel like I was even just watching something that's just like superheroes and that. It felt like you're actually getting a good story out of it, a good movie out of it. Do you know what I'm saying? And that's been the biggest problem. And now with the inclusion of all the TV shows that they end up doing,
it's a lot.
It makes it saturated only because the stories that they're telling are so basic and so forgettable. For example, Echo, I didn't even bother watching that. Hawkeye, that was dead.
I've seen them all.
Ms. Marvel was dead. Do you know what I'm saying? All these shows that kind of unnecessary. Mm. Obviously, because they want to start building all these other kind of side stories for the big movies, fair enough. But that's been the biggest problem.
But then you've got to think low-key.
Because we've known her since, 2014, 15, when Age of Ultron came out.
So you shouldn't be mad that they're talking about a story from 2008 then.
But she'd been a continuous presence. She'd been a continuous presence throughout. So we hadn't lost contact with her.
Anthony Mackie's been a continuous presence throughout. So, what's your point?
But I liked Anthony Mackie in the film.
As Captain America?
Yeah. I said that at start.
Can you imagine saying, Avengers? Can you imagine
saying that? I've never changed. Nah. But I didn't change my stance on Anthony Mackie.
Okay.
That's the difference. So you're trying to get me, but you didn't.
Tried.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen.
Also, what happened to his Wakanda suit?
Bro, he got the worst things. He's got the worst suit, bro.
Bro, so
you don't like the
in the first scene, it got scratched up. And I stood there, and then I was like, you got stabbed. You got stabbed. Captain America got stabbed. Bro, I was fuming. I was like, this guy looked at you with his big, brother, he's probably like 46 in UFC. And then he was like, yo, I can't wait to fight you. Knocks you out for like most of it, okay? And then you break his arm after getting stabbed. By the way, he got stabbed,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? And then walks away like, yeah, be careful, fractured his arm. Just fucking walks off. I was like, bro, oh my days.
Action scenes are some of the ones that
Thanos will Steve fuck Rogers, you up.
Bro.
Some of the Steve Rogers ones, you're like Winter Soldier when he's on the ship.
Bro, on the ship.
Oh my God.
What's the scene where Rogers is like barging through every wall? Do you know what I'm saying? He's got the shoulder, he's running through it. I think that's
that is a ship.
It's Winter Soldier as well.
No, it's not. It's in the...
No, Age of Ultron.
No. It is Winter Soldier. It is when he is trying to escape the Hydra Man.
And Samuel Jackson, he's running away from the building.
Yeah.
Nuts, bro. That's a big problem, bro. Sam Wilson. I'm just saying Anthony Mackie because there's nothing wrong with Anthony Mackie. Sam Wilson, bro.
The fight choreography wasn't a good one.
They are not giving. They're not selling to me that this guy can lead the Avengers. And the fact that they're alluding to that right at the end of the story makes me be like, bro. And then you're recruiting my man Falcon. He was dead, bro. He got blasted in the sky. He's shit.
Whoa. I like Falcon, man.
I like the character.
Their on-screen chemistry was super.
Right. Was dope, yeah.
You know what? That was some of the best parts of the film.
Bro, some of the best parts of the film is them two together.
Yeah.
Isaiah Bradley.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But they didn't tap into that enough.
Do you know what? Saying that, I love that scene when they was in the limo. So there wasn't.
Oh yeah.
Come on, OG. He's like, you get me? Like, I love that moment. You know what I'm saying?
When I saw him shoot the president, I kind of like, oh, fuck's sake, man.
Yeah, why gotta be you?
For fuck's sake. Man.
Also, even the Black Widow girl, right? Even her.
Wasting my time.
Unnecessary. Bro, she was like,
flack. You take all that flack to put her in there for that.
Bro, she stood next to
that's politics.
Bro, she stood right next to Harrison Ford, okay, when he was like, fuck you, Captain America. Also, that scene was super weird, right? Because he was sat down,
yeah,
and she was stood up here.
She's same height.
And then he was Cap was here. It's like, brother, get up. Like, if he is a key, it'd make more sense if the president is sat down here and then he's like across the room stood up. They were like this, like us, right? Yeah. I felt like, yo,
Trump and Elon.
Bro, well, it just felt like Mackie was just like a bitch to his whole, you know, and she goes, yo, yeah, fuck you, Mackie, fuck you, yeah, da 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 da. And the next scene.
On Mackie, by the way.
and the next scene, she's like, oh man. I think you're right. Bro, I was like, bro, for fuck's sake.
Honestly, Marvel took so much, you know what I'm saying, nonsense from whatever in regards to the inclusion of this character. And it's like, okay, I get it, because obviously she's in the comic book, but if you're not going to actually make the role key for the inclusion of this character,
it
was not worth it.
And the CGI at the end, but by the way, by the... cherry thingy blossoms.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Back to your point though, like, why? Because I think it's an important point. This, you've taken a lot of flack for the political aspects of her inclusion in the film, and she serves.
No, oh, no. Because she was supposed to be the Israeli girl, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then obviously they mentioned that as well, and then it
got mentioned.
Was it my cinema, I'll bleep it.
My cinema was quiet that way, bro.
It's getting bleeped, bro.
Someone behind me, yeah, they said, because obviously they said, oh yeah, this is my girl from my spot, and then someone behind me was like kiss her teeth loud, fam, and I was like, oh shit. And then the one white bread behind me was like, looking at me, and I was like, don't look at me, G, I don't know what to say. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I was like, this is peak. So the inclusion of this character, bro, you have to prove to the audience there's a reason why she's meant to be here. There's a reason why her story collides into this story.
But she obviously had a wider story. And obviously it got stripped all the way back.
We'll never know about. That's what I'm trying to say. There is a good movie lodged deep in this film. Do you know what I'm saying? All the politics, all the superhero shit, as well as like the lead of Red Hulk. Bro, there's a great movie in here. If they give it to another director, honestly, I believe this could have been great.
Just a quick one. On the inclusion of Isaiah Bradley.
My nigga.
For me, if you look back at Falcon and the Winter Soldier, that alongside John Walker were some of the stronger aspects of that series. In terms of obviously the race issue with being a black super soldier,
yeah.
And obviously John Walker taking over, working with the government and becoming the new Cap. But I really enjoyed the Isaiah Bradley thing, and I think they should have been braver in diving more into that, in this film,
there he goes again.
Delving into the race issues of Sam being black, of Azai Bradley being the black first black super soldier. And instead, again, the film just played it safe, didn't dive into that whatsoever, apart from one or two little jokes from Azai Bradley and I guess undertones of the conversation, but not diving into that when this is him now, Cap, as a black man. Dive into that.
I think that's one thing that I raised when I was talking with Hashi after the movie, yeah? I said that this film, like, for me, even when it comes to just believing that Sam Wilson could be Captain America, I want to see, because obviously there's a perfect scene where he's talking with Harrison Ford and he says, you'll never be Steve Rogers. And he says, well, I'm not him, that kind of thing. Yeah. And it's like, there's such a personal battle that should have been put on the big screen, where it's the fact that it's like dealing with, obviously we kind of dealt with it when he was in the series, but
it's still
one,
pertinent.
Yeah, but this one, it should have been like, bro, I've got, these are men want me to fight the whole, oh, not fight the whole, but lead all this shit, yeah? I'm a black man and no one fucking rates me. Everything's ain't got no powers, all this kind of stuff. I want to see the pain. Because I could see the pain from Azai Bradley.
Yeah.
I could see the pain in his eyes, bro.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Fact.
I see him, he's like, bro, just forget about me. Leave me. You know what I'm saying? When he goes into prison. So I wanted so much more from the Sam Wilson character. I wanted to see.
It's crazy because the only time that happened was probably when Bucky came through.
One of the best scenes in the film.
That was a good scene, to be fair.
One of the best scenes in the film. It felt like two actors and characters in tandem who have been on the screen together before.
Which they have.
Exactly. That's the point. Yeah, like, they've got a relationship that stretches beyond just being on set. Like, you can see the chemistry. Bucky, obviously, Sebastian Stan's a great actor as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And I really enjoyed that scene because you could see there was a natural chemistry between the two. And they have history dating back to previous MCU projects. Whereas at times, you saw Harrison Ford on screen with Sam Wilson. It just kind of felt flat.
Oh, that's
You're not thing. Steve Rogers.
But Thunderbolt Ross, yeah, could have been... Because it's such a big transition from what we remember him as in 2008, The Hulk, then going into Age of Ultron, then going into
Civil War, all these other things, right?
That's his most like...
All these other projects that he uses his character in, yeah? So it didn't make sense from going from such a wartime general, as he says, as he calls himself, in these things.
By the way, the moustache, fucking funny. Man.
I love that bit. That bit was good.
That was funny.
When he was angry, he was shouting. Yeah, that was funny. But that transition from going from that, from a madman... to being this meek. He basically, like, obviously I know Harrison was old, but he felt old. Do you know what I'm saying?
But he made Thunderbolt Ross safe as a character. It's just boring to me.
So boring. They should have cast someone else, man.
They should, bro. This guy's going to do one movie, bro. Like, maybe two, but by that time.
Yeah.
Apparently, by the way, in the first cut, he was going to die.
Huh?
I swear to God.
What? Harrison Ford was going to die?
I swear to God.
What, to the end?
No, it's been 40.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. I mean,
to be fair, because in the comics, obviously, Harrison Ford. The Thunderbolt Ross dies, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then gets brought back by the leader and it comes back as the Red Hulk. Do you see what I'm saying? So that's the kind of story I thought was
going
to allude to.
Apparently he was going to... He has not signed a multi-picture deal and apparently he was going to die. And the thing is, okay, I said to the person that I went with, I was like, before we went in there, I said, he has to die. He's too old. Not in real life.
No, of course not.
But
the brother's an old man, fam.
But fam,
I mean, you gotta take things into consideration, innit?
listen. Because look, the way that things were going in the beginning, yeah, it looked like, rest in peace, my boy, my goat, Chadwick Boseman. Looked like T'Challa was gonna be the new leader of the Avengers. Because if they said wrong,
yeah, that's what it looked like.
That would have been perfect.
That's why, even when he passed,
he's got the peas.
Bro,
do you know what I'm saying?
Bro, it makes sense.
He's fucking Iron Man. He's Black Iron Man.
Bro, it makes sense. It makes perfect sense. So obviously, when he passed and stuff, obviously I know it was a very emotional time because I'm still emotional right now. You know what I'm saying? But it just made sense. Give it to Aldis Hodge or someone like that, bro. Let them be Black Panther and let them take over from where it should have been. Because now you're going these mad circles. You're putting in Anthony Mackie as Black Captain America. Bro, doesn't matter, bro. Cap ain't black. You know what I'm saying? Doesn't matter, but we don't want that, bro. Okay, cool. Go to the comics, we get it, but we don't want that. Not yet anyway.
You don't want a black cap?
Nah, I don't mind.
Nah, he said he doesn't.
Give me a black cap, okay? But the thing is, okay, like, bro, first of all, he gets gifted an armor from Wakanda.
Bro, that's reminded me what I was gonna say.
Right.
He's got a worse suit.
He's three
superheroes in one.
But I don't get it yet. All they gave him was the wings, yeah? Give the brother a suit. You get me?
Yeah.
Give him the suit.
Bro.
He's dying. He can't even take gunshots, right? He has to do this.
Bro.
His fucking wings, bro. Right? Do you know what I mean? Bro, do you know how much, when he ran to the when the army got free brainwashed, and then he was like free, he was like, get the car. He got the shield and he's doing this here. There was like 7 guns shooting at him. Bah, 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 bah.
No one shot his foot.
Yeah. No one just went.
Yeah,
man, just holding shit like this. Is like, yeah. I'm like, that's such bullshit, bro. It's like I just give him a suit, yeah. Okay, and the thing is, I'm fuming. Where's Pepper? Pepper, hey.
Pepper Potts.
What the fuck are you, bruv?
Don't give a shit, man.
Huh? What the fuck are you watching? Wait, is my AirPod? I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
This whole time.
I thought you listened to like feedback or something. No. Lads or something.
Nah. Pepper.
Get angry.
Pepper. Wagwan. We only ever see Stark Industries, okay, in all of the fucking Spider-Man films, right? It was always in the background or awesome truck. It's like, oh, Stark Industries. Yeah. You know what I mean? Okay, where the fuck are you, bruv? Okay, your boy's dying out there, fam.
What?
Get me? He hasn't even got a suit. Man's wearing cotton. He's wearing cotton when all other Avengers, okay, have fucking steel arms and shit. He's wearing cotton.
I can't lie.
That's a black man.
See, this is what I'm trying to say, bro. They don't rate him, bro. He's not rated already as Captain America, bro. You can see it from the suit they're giving him. Obviously, I know he came out already, like, as an Anthony Mackie now. Came out saying he didn't like wearing that, you know, the combat accurate thing.
Yeah, the
invincible
yeah.
looking thing. You know what I'm saying? The head wrap thing with the eyeballs. He didn't like that.
Made look horrible.
I mean, he said it made him sweat.
And then, but wait.
You know what I'm saying? Don't commit to your role.
Who gave him the nanotech for his freaking helmet, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So if Pepper,
Wakanda.
if you're freaking, if you're...
Yeah. Falcon, innit?
What, the thing? The thing?
After Falcon, yeah, because they gave Bucky his thing as well.
The arm.
Letitia Wright, what are you doing? Back it, fam, okay? Because all you gave him was the head thing. How about the rest of the thing? You built all the suits. Just press a button, ding, boom. Man is dying out there. Like, can we... Bro, he fought the Hulk, yeah? And then...
Barely.
Let's go into that one quickly. So save that. Save the Hulk stuff. Were there any aspects of the film that you guys enjoyed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The good aspects were... There's a story there. That's the main aspect.
That's a good start.
There's a story there.
Yeah.
There's a story there that needs to be told. The inclusion of the leader, I like that a lot.
You liked it, yeah.
A lot. Why did you
like it? Because obviously I was on the other side of that, so why?
Oh, I liked it because knowing the history of the character...
Give a quick premise as well, if you can.
Okay, cool. The leader, he's someone that wants to kind of dominate the world and all that kind of shit. Obviously super duper smart, so very, I don't know if he's as smart as like Reed Richards and all that kind of stuff, but that's why I like the inclusion of Fantastic Four now, because, and obviously, I don't want to go into the post-credit scene yet, but,
yeah, cool.
Okay, cool, but that's why that post-credit scene meant a lot to me, because I was like, all right, cool, means that, is his name Tim Burton Blake or something? What's that actually the name?
Yeah.
So it meant to me that he's going to be here for a long time,
mm.
You know what I'm saying? So that, I like that premise there already.
Mm-hmm.
I like the fact that we have somebody that is like a quarterback of evil. Yes. Do you know what I mean?
And bro, if you know what he does, like what he does to Betty, do you know what I'm saying? Because Betty becomes the Red She-Hulk in the comics. Do you know what I'm saying? So when he was in there, I was like, bro, this could get wild. And then obviously she comes back in the end as well. She's in the movie. I was like, bro, this could be going down a... So when I'm sitting there, I'm expecting something crazy. Obviously, I didn't get what I wanted, did it?
Yeah.
But I still think that all the elements of the future, or making a better future for Marvel, are in the movie. And I think that's probably...
So it's a set up film, essentially.
Yeah, and it, like I said, again, I think the fact that it breathes life into MCU, it just reminded me of like Phase 2. Like, if this movie came out, yeah, along the lines of like you know what I mean, when Iron Man 2, Iron Man 3, all them kind of...
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
You would have said it's along that level.
Yeah, you would have said it's better than Iron Man 3. Do you know what I'm saying? You would have watched it and been like, bro, this is cool.
It's actually not... The way we've spoken about it...
It's not a bad film.
Not a bad movie.
We only speak of it because we wanted it to be so much more.
Yeah.
Or not even bare more, just a little bit more.
I think, no, I just wanted them because... That's why I didn't like the title, because Brave New World... For me, when I think about being brave, I think about being courageous, taking risks, and really challenging yourselves. And I feel like this movie does the complete opposite.
Mm.
Doesn't challenge, doesn't take any risks. And I think that's a really big problem, especially the fact that now you've got an actor who is black, taking on one of the biggest mantles ever, do you know what I'm saying, in comic book history, bar Superman, or bar Goku, my goat. But do you know what I'm saying? It's like, there's a lot on his shoulders.
It was too safe, man.
In movie times and in real life times.
Yeah. And I think also people were saying that, like, obviously they were comparing the first scene of Winter Soldier to the first scene of
First Avenger.
Of this film, sorry.
Okay.
Right? And then they were like, how, like, Anthony Mackie obviously gets off, and then Danny's like, oh yeah, man, there's like 7, you know, people there. hostages, blah, blah, blah. And then the guys are, all right, cool, man, if we go through this entrance to be, you know, covert. And then he's like, he's new here. And then just goes bang, right? And it's like, yeah, you might have thought like that was cool, right? But when Cap did that, Cap went into the water because it was covert, yeah, right? Yeah, yeah. Got out of the water, fought like six niggas silently.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Then got up. Then he started clocking him. He said, yeah, I'm Captain America. Started banging more niggas up, okay? While Black Widow was out there doing.
On the
right? That for me, like, that's part of being that character. Yeah. It's not just being 5-5-5-5. It's the genius of it. Right? Yeah, it's the play calling. Sorry. It's the fucking play calling, bro. It's the call it, yeah, right? Yeah. And he just went bang, start fighting, and then they all fucking ran away. He was the issue, right? Like, yeah. But it's just, I just think it was, he was written to be
too cool.
Yeah,
they tried to make him too cool. Mm. They tried to make him too cool. You need to earn these titles. Like, you have to, like, for example, it's what reason why I don't like Wakanda Forever, because I don't feel like Shuri earns the Black Panther mantle. Obviously, you can agree to disagree if you want to, but for me, I don't see it, you know what I'm saying? And it's the same thing with this movie. I don't see Captain America there. Do you get me? That's my biggest problem. Because he's a great, what's it called? Character actor, as in Anthony Mackie, as in, like, he will fit fantastically in a team. You know what I'm saying? He gives that comedic vibe. He gives the family vibe. He's fantastic at doing that, bro. But as the person to lead the line, I don't see it, bro. Because from Thunderbolts trailer, Yelena says, oh, all we got here, people that can shoot and fight. You know what I'm saying? We've got guns and we can fight. Mm. That's what we don't have no superheroes here. Mm. Same shit. He said in the movie, I should have taken that serum. You're damn right.
He should have taken it.
But I don't as a character, I don't believe it, bro. Unless they gave him a crazy fucking suit that was not like, see.
Well, that's my point.
It's a good point. See, Iron Man, I believe it when he's fighting battles, bro. I know he's got technology. I know he's got a mad suit.
He's also a genius.
Yeah, and he's fighting Thanos, bro. You know what I'm saying? Thanos is, you know what I'm saying, whatever, Titan or whatever. It makes sense. When you got Anthony Mackie wearing the fucking...
He's wearing cotton.
Yeah, bro, wearing the cotton suit, bro. Fam, you're like, the only thing that they sorted him out was the helmet and wings.
Yeah. Was there anything you liked about the film, Hoss?
Sounds like I hate it.
Yeah, that's why I asked.
No. Yeah, I think Danny was cool. Danny Ramirez as Falcon. He was dope. I liked Anthony Mackie. He was cool. I just wish that his character was given more to work with, for sure. I liked the leader, but again, more for the overall Marvel reasons, not for the films reasons, per se. And then I don't think the film had any meaning. Generally, I don't think at the start of the film we learn anything different to what we do at the end of the film.
It's supposed to be what you like about it.
I think it's no, but it's hard. Like they introduced adamantium.
That was good,
right? And it's like
that should have been more of a focus as well.
Thank you. So they brought it in, and then bitched over it for 2 hours, and nothing was actually seen of it. And it's like, oh, do you know what? I'm fucking fuming. You got a celestial being that's halfway through the freaking earth, right? And then you, man, are talking about there's research, things that dive into that, my brother. Yeah. Dive into that. Why are we talking about,
especially politics, let's, right?
Yeah, exactly. So why are we talking about, like,
that's just real world stuff?
It's real world stuff, bro. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Okay. And it's like, I don't know, man. I just think that it was a very misdirected film. It was everywhere. It was just like, yeah. So for me, it's hard to say exactly what I liked about it, but like, it's a good, very basic action film if you're not a Marvel fan. That's the best way that I can put it, right? Yeah. If you are a Marvel fan, it is a disappointing yet.
Competent-ish
film.
Even competent is me being nice, because I had issues with the pacing. I I thought there was horrible pacing at times. I was just kind of bored, kind of not falling asleep, but I just lost interest. The only reason I had interest is because I like Marvel.
Yeah, yeah.
If I didn't like Marvel, I would have been so much more bored. But because I'm like, where's this heading to? I kept.
I was shaking my head, bro.
The fact that it came out Valentine's Day, and these were forcing people to go watch it on Valentine's Day. Boy, you're mad.
The editing.
I'm just thinking
some of those
that
fight scenes.
With your person.
The slow motion, like the overuse of slow motion for some of his action scenes was so jarring.
It's to show. Because the only way to highlight him. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Like I said, the best moments of the movie, which I should have said, is, bro, when he's in, because he can fly, when he's in the air, the dog fight scenes were nuts, bro.
Yeah, he was wavy. He was wavy.
I can't lie. I did like when he was using the shield.
It was
as well.
Good in the sky. Very, very good in the sky.
So just keep him as Falcon.
I think that's, bro, you know what's funny? Perfect thing that you said that, because that's what it felt like to me. It didn't feel like I'm seeing, like, Captain America. I felt like I'm saying, yo, this is the Falcon doing this thing right now. I'm loving it. That's what I felt like when I watched the movie.
I actually would have appreciated more if it was an upgraded a Falcon rather than a Captain America. And this is what I'm trying to say, okay? I'm trying to say, like, I know that this is technically comic book accurate.
Which is what you guys like, right?
Which is what we like. Yeah. So us saying this, okay, is stupid as well. I absolutely get it. Trust me.
Yeah.
Okay? Trust me.
But not everything translates.
I would have just... The direction I would have gone in is no cap for a couple years, right?
Yeah.
And explore what the rest of the MCU does, right? Because, like, the best thing about Phase 2 to 3, was after Age of Ultron, we didn't see Thor or Hulk in bare films.
Yeah.
And they're two main Avengers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We didn't see them for time. And then Ragnarok comes about and we're gassed. And we're all like, oh my God, I haven't seen Hulk in 4 films. Do you know what I mean? Right. It's sick. I just wish that they did that with Cap, where it was just given some time, right? Where for at least 4, 5, 6 years, no series, don't mention Cap, nothing. Do him a Tony Stark deal. You get me? Just let it breathe. Work on the other characters like Doctor Strange, Spider-Man. Use them. Right, okay, use them, okay, to regain this Marvel hype. Okay, obviously, I get Chadwick was, he was going to be that linchpin, right? But just keep going. And eventually, like, you'll get to that point where you can kind of explore that again.
Yeah, because it just doesn't feel earned. That's all it is. It just doesn't feel earned. You know what I mean? The movie itself doesn't feel earned. I don't feel like we've gotten to a place yet, because I still feel like we're still mourning the loss of Tony Stark and Steve Rogers, that this movie, bro, we are, bro. You know what I'm saying? They haven't replaced these two characters. And when you have a franchise like this, you need a focal point. You need, and that was the perfect thing about them too, that they had that kind of dynamic,
yeah, for sure.
Which is left and right.
And different philosophies on exactly. That. That's what's so amazing about their dynamic.
Exactly,
I love that.
Whereas now you're trying to spearhead someone into the role, again, which doesn't work. Same thing with Shuri. Sorry. You know what I'm saying?
Sorry, Shuri.
It's the facts, bro. You're trying to put someone into the role that hasn't earned it.
I disagree. I think she absolutely smashed it as Black Panther.
Need to move on, though. Final conversation. Sorry. The Red Hulk. He was literally... Every scene, every part of his aspects in the film was already in the trailer. There was nothing that was told to me that I hadn't really seen.
Said about trailers in the beginning, bro. Fam.
And then, as you were talking about earlier, the green screen.
Oh, the CGI?
Cherry Blossom.
At the end?
And the way it looked on awful. Sam was, bro, terrible.
Every scene in the trailer... There's like four scenes of the Hulk in the trailer. That is literally the last act of the film.
As in, bro, there's nothing else.
There's nothing else.
The way you look, I spoke about it, I am not even looking forward to watching it on Disney.
But you have to watch it.
I'm gonna have to because of the storyline. But I'm not looking forward to that 2 hours.
But what I will say is, that's what I want to see from the Hulk, though. That's what I'm gonna say, bro.
He was leaping and
he
and
was, bro,
moving mud.
I was like, I turned around to Hashi and I was like, bro, this is what I'm doing when I'm on Marvel Rivals, bro. When I'm leaping, bro, bro, that's what
that,
we want to see.
That leap from
the White House, straight to the fam.
Fantastic.
And when he slapped the clap, thing, fam.
No, it was dope. It was dope.
And he actually looked like Harrison Ford.
Also, the part that pissed me off, okay, was his head of security, right, the black lady.
Yeah.
And then they're like, "Don't do it, sir. don't do it. Da, da, da. And when he turns into Hulk, yeah, and then it's like you haven't lived in this universe for the past 10 years, bruv. You got blipped out 5 years ago. Yeah. Why the fuck are you even thinking a gun is going to shoot the fucking Hulk, bruv? You got blipped 5 years ago. What the fuck are you doing? And she's doing this. And then he's eating all these shots here. Bro, he didn't even turn around. Bro, this is literally him.
Literally, bro.
That's all he done.
The only time he turned around was when the helicopter came with the big calibers.
Yeah.
Big rounds, and he was like, yo, this is a bit.
Bro, even then, yeah, he turns around and she bravely, maybe, I don't know, okay, she bravely is still arm up like this, yeah, and she's still going, huh, brother, he will flick you, okay? Do you know what I mean? The science of it made no sense to me. It's like you're the head of security and your best thought was to carry on shooting the Hulk.
Yeah.
I saw this TikTok. They were explaining that how in this universe, for some reason, there isn't any like technology to combat like the Hulk a little bit more. How they were saying that the technology back in like the Hulk with the first Hulk, the Hulk with
Hulkbuster.
The Hulkbuster, and then there was the one with where Thunderbolt Ross was actually in.
Oh, yeah.
They were saying like the tech back then looked better as well.
Yeah. But it's true. I genuinely thought that they were gonna bring some Hulkbuster type thing.
Yeah.
Just to fucking take care of like something, okay, or someone was gonna be like activated, or I don't know, man. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, that's good, bro. Fam, if I'm gonna be honest with you, bro, the movie just has no stakes. There's no stakes in the film. Mm. There's no stakes. Even from that last fight, yeah, like he starts doing the
stop,
Black Widow thing.
Stop.
Says, look, now it's getting late. You know what I'm saying?
This isn't you. Think about Betty.
Think about Betty, man. Do you know what I'm saying?
Also,
who cares about Betty, bro?
Also, yeah. Bro, yeah. I was fuming. The person that I was with, she was like, oh, look at the cherry
flowers.
The blossoms. They were landing on him and then burning off. Yeah, and then she asked me, you know, why are they burning off? And then I was like, oh, it's the Figama radiation, yeah. Right? Because we see that in the 2008 film, yeah, where like he's going crazy and then everything that fucking touches him is like shh,
yeah,
right? So I was like, and then she's looking at me like I'm a genius. She's like, oh, that's so smart.
Yeah.
A scene later, it lands on his hand. Nothing happens. Yeah. I was fuming. Oh. And then he calms down. He's like, oh no, okay. Like, what the fuck?
The fusion of Red Hulk was sick, but it's just, that's why I said it again, bro.
He looked cool though.
Oh, look great, bro. He looked good. I mean, the CGI was a bit shaky.
That actually looks like Harrison Ford in the face.
It did.
The CGI looked a bit shaky. I'm going to be honest. It looked a bit shaky at some parts. But overall, I was happy with it. Overall, that's probably the best part of the movie. That last 3 minutes. That's probably the best part of the movie. Mm. But I don't like the fight scene because the last bit did piss me off, though. When they're like, okay, let's do it. And he's like, no, I got this. So I thought he's going to go for a last round. No. Calm down. Do you know what I'm saying? I was like, bro, this is shit.
He scratched him up, though.
Yeah, he scratched him up because he's got the vibrating or what? Vibrating wings and that. You get me?
Yeah.
It was cool. But as a Marvel fan and as a journalist, fuck. It makes watching these kind of movies even 10 times harder, bro. Because you sit down, you're like, I want to love this.
And you know you have to critique it.
Yeah, and I'm forcing myself to like every part of it. But it's like, bro.
Yeah, same.
There's not a lot of redeemable things in this film, unfortunately.
Before we give our ratings and we wrap up, I want you to rank your Captain America projects, so the five, so the Falcon included, rank them from 5 to 1.
What's the Falcon? What, the series?
The series, yeah.
Oh, okay. One, Civil War. That's my favourite.
My guy.
That's amazing. Come on, G. That's my favourite, G. That's my favourite. Sure. Two, Winter Soldier.
Naturally.
Three.
This is where it gets a bit murky still.
Three.
It's very murky, yeah.
Three is probably going to have to be First Avenger, even though I don't even like that movie like that.
Cool.
Four will be this film,
mm-hmm,
and then five will be the series.
What?
I'm a bit of a reverse.
I would go Civil War, Winter Soldier, the series.
Series is not bad.
Can I get a First Avenger and Brave New World tie?
If you want to. It's all yours.
Yeah, Ty.
Yeah, I'm going to go Winter Soldier, but you know I have a special place
in my heart for that. We were just fine.
Winter Soldier, Civil War.
Or Vibranium on.
I wish.
Yeah.
Bloody hell. Falcon and the Winter Soldier third. Brave New World fourth. First Avenger. I think First Avenger's boring.
It is pretty boring.
It's a slow burn.
But I do love some of the emotional stakes in that film.
Same, bro.
But yeah, it's just
Also, like, when you now seen like the whole of the MCU, and when you watch it back now, you go, "Oh, it's pretty cool." Bro, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, Red Skull was violent, bro. Yeah. Fam, he was violent, bro. He was basically.
Interestingly, though, audiences have actually liked this film a lot more than critics. So
obviously, because again, people walk into like. I think it's the hardest part about
it's being, a very good
about,
general film.
About doing this, you know what I'm saying? Being a journalist and making content, all these kind of things that when you walk into these films, you become very divisive because like you might love the actual like, source material, but at the end of the day, bro, you got to call it for what it is. You know what I'm saying? And for what it is, it's not great.
Just mad. Like I actually thought that it was filmed a lot like Bad Boys for Life 4 or 3.
Like Ride or Die,
innit? Yeah. Because it was like it was like every scene was like transitioned into. Whereas like with Marvel films, usually the storyline kind of does this, right? It's like you're almost following the main person's vision, and then every now and again it'll cut to a subplot. Whereas this felt like that we were just moving sets. So
yeah.
Presidential, to the gym. To it was just like moving sets.
I know, and every second, them flash lines of New York.
Yeah,
Orleans now, New York.
Exactly, exactly.
Too
so
much exposition, bro. We're explaining every fucking
exactly.
Scene.
Like it didn't feel,
bro. It doesn't let the scene breathe. Where,
exactly.
Like, you don't always need to know everything. Bro.
It just we're felt like a. It you felt like a like a commercial film was being shot and not like a franchise film.
Yeah, bro, fam. Honestly, it's a shame. But like I said, bro, if you want to watch it, definitely watch it if you love Marvel. But don't be angry at me. You know what I'm saying?
Triz, we want to thank you for joining the pod today. It's been a really enjoyable episode.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you for having me.
No, we appreciate you coming on. That was a lot of fun. Even though I think we spoke about the film and it sounds really negative, I think it's more from like what we expected and hoped the film would be rather than, you know, the film being a terrible film, because it's not. You can, and especially as you said,
I watched some bad movies this year already, and it's definitely not in that ilk.
Yeah, no, it's not. But yeah, we expected more, especially for a Captain America film,
especially for my boy Anthony Mackie.
Yeah,
man. Justice, bro. I rate him, man. Honestly, I actually rate him.
Yeah, but thank you for joining us. We are the Post Credit Scene Podcast. Hoss, any final notes about YouTube and live show coming up?
Nah, actually, I was gonna flip it over to Triz here. Like, yo, man, like, what's content looking like for you moving forward? Okay, like, obviously, you had your... Well, was that your first event?
Oh, my community night?
Yeah.
My first event still.
Dope, man, yeah.
First event that you didn't come to, so, yep.
Didn't get an invite.
You expected a special invite.
What?
Gaz was there. What?
I never know about it.
Bro, you hear me?
I would have been there going, yeah.
First of many, though. First of many.
I'm there next one, fam.
First of many.
But I'm watching and sharing. You get me? It's all there. So.
Appreciate it, bro. Come on. What am I doing? I'm always doing something. More content, you know what I'm saying? More, I don't really do many reviews, you know, funny enough.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I'm doing a lot of stuff with Hash and that, so yeah, I've been doing a few reviews lately. But more time me, more red carpets,
nice.
Premieres, more me just chatting shit on the mic, doing my thing. And... you know what I'm saying? By God's grace. You know what I'm saying? More money.
Amen.
Just amen.
Get me
amen.
For all of us.
Amen. But yeah, I guess for us, I don't think you're going to get this exclusive, but
come on,
we've got our first event coming out soon. So,
all right. First of the year.
First of the year.
Do I need a special invite or do I need?
He's got you there.
Just so that I know. So you can't be like, this was actually, come to my event.
I'm saying this was actually going to be like a limited event as well. It's only 50 people.
Oh, shit.
So it's going to be a very small version of what we done last year.
Notice that he still hasn't said you're invited.
No, you're definitely.
To be fair, we're still considering it.
We just got to pick in it. You know what I mean? Like, nah, I'm joking. Of course you're invited. Yeah, that's gonna be. I think the proposed date is sometime in mid March. I'm not gonna say the date now, just in case anything changes. But
my birthday in March, so I'm expecting.
March what?
27th.
Okay, cool. Don't worry, it's not then. Right, cool. but yeah, it should be a good vibe. Obviously, keep liking, subbing, everything. We're trying to get you guys some more content and stuff. And yeah,
make sure to check out the TikTok Post Credit Scene Podcast. We're on Instagram as well with the same handle, but it's Post Credit Scene. Make sure to check out the YouTube, as Kiz, our producer, has been working super hard to get the subs up. Shout out to Kiz on the edits for
thank
the production
you very much,
as well.
Boss.
Very good work there.
And I see you working hard, bro.
Shout out to him. Obviously, shout out to Bisola. She's not feeling too well, so God bless her. Make sure she feels better soon. Shout out to Manny, Jason, And that's in the building as well. Post Credit Scene Podcast, a 14 HQ original, lovers of film, TV and theatre. Over and out.
Hi, I'm Lashana Lynch and you are listening to the Post Credit Scene Podcast.